This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the basement, real hip-hop was playing on the radio station. The bottles were stashed in the box with much care, in hopes that Mac, Major, and Martin were there. The listeners listened while snug in their beds, while visions of hoes twerking danced in their heads. Major wore maize and blue, Mac in his cap. Melota showed up wearing all red and black. When out on the web there arose such a mess, the three would discuss how to cover it best. Away to the conference they flew in a flash, but just talked about tits and then talked about ass. Then they hopped in their rides, bumping something brand new, for they'd blend it or bump it over a few brews. You could hear them exclaim as they came into sight, "Happy Christmas to all!" And oh yeah, bitch, we're live.
Yo, what up? That's what I'm talking about, baby. What's going on, y'all?
Man.
What's up, man?
How y'all feeling, man?
Good, man. It's good to be back. Good to have you back.
Shoot, good to be back, man. Shoot,
hey. St. Nick is on the strip.
Hell yeah.
He's out here.
How's everybody feeling?
Amazing.
Great. Y'all great? Good?
Yeah.
The most wonderful time.
How are you
of the year.
Feeling? That's what everybody wants to know. How you feel about J. Cole? I'm just kidding. We won't jump into that right away.
We're gonna blend it or bump it again.
Yeah, let's
and
do
again
it.
And again and again.
y'all will get my like 30-second take if it takes that long. 15. Yeah,
just give it up.
It won't be long.
And begin.
Jeopardy music. Go.
What's that? What we talking about?
No. Hey, I hate to tell the people I told you so.
For real.
Because I know, I think a lot of people are like, I bet you a lot of people are sitting there going like this, please fucking love it. Please throw it in J Mac and Mola.
I hope people weren't thinking I was going to come on here and champion on that fucking album.
It's a big deal. That's why I brought it up right away out the gate. Because it's a big deal. And there's backlash. Like crazy.
Can't believe it.
We might have to squabble with people.
Yeah,
and
my
shit.
Timeline was stupid.
Was it?
On release day.
People
oh,
wanted
my
to
Jesus.
Fight, dude.
No, Cole is back.
Oh, man.
Cole's here.
I wanna cry.
That's the thing is, man, I feel like the youngins, man, they so misguided. Like,
I wanna fold clothes for you.
Yeah, man. Like, when we was young, like, we would be excited, like, when Hov or Nas came out with an album, but we didn't have, Facebook wasn't really the outlet back then, but we would be geeked in our own circles and be like, yo.
Yep.
Ho is out. Yo, that new Nas is here.
You walk into a party, you hear people listening to it track for track and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And 100%. I think like they want to recapture that, but their music ain't as good. So
yo, I remember when Blueprint came out. When Blueprint came out, it was Blueprint 2 maybe, and you were like, yo, did you hear like the takeover? Was Takeover Blueprint or Blueprint 2?
Blueprint 1.
Blueprint 1.
Yeah.
And you were like, you hear the takeover? Yeah. I was like, no, I haven't heard that one. You're like, oh my God.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you were like losing your shit.
I feel bad sometimes because
so poor millennials.
They don't have that same feeling we had. You go into the store. You grab the CD, you go back to the car, you throw that shit in, you just fucking listen.
Yeah, man.
And you just
and read the fucking booklet.
And you're reading the booklet.
Yeah.
Yo, they don't got no champions, bro.
No.
Nothing.
They'll say Kendrick. They'll say...
Oh, Kendrick is dope. Okay. Yeah. So, my bad.
So, you got one, though.
They got one champion.
One of one.
So, it's... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel like they are, like, when Mike Tyson was rolling in the heavyweight division and he was beating up on Trevor Burbick and, like, all these... That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
He was beating up on... Bums.
It's interesting. Yeah. I'd like to see how Kendrick would fare amidst, you know, what we're used to.
Well, I think he could hold his own.
I think 100%.
You know
I think
what?
So too,
yeah, man. And
I think that's why we hold him to such a high regard and bring his name up.
Yeah.
See, that screams for something, man. I feel like just going to boxing analogy, I feel like one day we need to do a pound for pound across eras.
Notes
you know what I mean?
Sick.
And I think that shit could be super
be
dope
sick.
Because I do
go
think
by a city.
Kendrick is a great example. I think he could hold his own. Anytime, anywhere.
So we need. What you're saying is we need to bring back the Hip Hop Fight Club.
Possibly.
Oh shit.
Possibly.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
the
but
new
maybe
guard, different weight classes.
Yeah, different weight. Yeah.
Oh shit.
See, there we go. There we go. See, the magic is bubbling, man.
So you got the lightweights, poppin'. Heavyweights.
For real, bro.
The singers.
Like, yeah.
It'd be like John B. versus Childish Gambino. Like fucking. And then you gotta think, like, what are you gonna do with J. Cole? You put him against Bone Thugs, or do you put him against?
No, that's
what.
Oh, Jesus! Yeah, just man. Setting up the fucking matches would be interesting. Yeah,
best before, rap
yeah.
singer.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Best Remember, they used to singer. Say rap singer, and now yeah. It's real.
It's
like,
real.
Or is it like boxing, exists. Where motherfuckers really go for belts in two weight classes? Does he get to go? Does he get to fight in the R&B oh, segment yeah. and get to Maybe does. Hold his own?
Maybe he does. Maybe
I think he'd get killed in both because yeah. he's a bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Feeling a little strong.
No, I mean, you put
R in those categories.
Seriously, consider it. Consider it. Put J. Cole. Put J.
You gotta put J. Cole up against PM Dawn.
No. Well, then it's done. Then we're all right. Here we go.
And then you got to put J. Cole again. It's true.
John
it's
B. John. Right.
Oh, shit. That's it. There's no rap.
Damn.
I was looking for a rap.
Oh,
name.
PM Dawn. Because he said, oh, yeah. Right. But he raps instantly. PM Dawn was the first J. Cole before. PM Dawn was J. Cole before J. Cole was J. Cole.
That's true.
Whew. Huh.
Good
That's
Lord.
Clever. PM Dawn used to see.
See, I'm telling you, man, this is just begging for a whole. We need to do it.
Gotta
bro.
Do it.
All right.
And not maybe instead of 64, we can just do 16, man. We have 16 and or 8 in each different
Hell
whatever
yeah.
our weight classes are gonna be.
Can we do mumble rap?
Yeah.
I don't even Ooh. Know how we do that battle. We'd have to get some kids in here.
I know
who
my like favorite shit. Mumble rapper is. I ain't saying nothing, but I'm
know,
gonna say it like
I know
yeah,
who it is. It's Young Thugger, isn't it?
No, I'm not saying shit.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's a few.
I bet you like that. He never did bop that to me.
There's lots of candidates. There's no shortage of candidates no more.
Yeah, where do you put Fetty Wap?
Oh shit. Ooh. I don't hate him all the time, though.
He does.
I don't hate him all the time.
He's melodic. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and
melodic.
Sometimes
so he'd go against Bone Thugs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think you got to throw him in that category.
Even though I don't even like Bone Thugs, they'd crush him.
Because they're lyrical.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, man. These challenges need to be.
Let's just do this right now. Fuck it.
Right now. One by one. No, it's going to go down, though.
Yeah.
It's going to go down.
100%, man.
First of the year. We're going to be looking into it, giving you guys updates here and there.
No doubt, man. So we back at it. This is the send off. Y'all motherfuckers, do y'all shopping yet? Are you done?
Yeah. Dude, you know, I did 99% of it on Amazon this year. I committed to it.
Y'all smart as fuck, man.
It was great.
I'm done.
Fucking great.
Yeah. Damn, y'all motherfuckers,
I'm
man.
Done. I'm never usually done around this time.
This is not normal for me either. This is not normal.
Oh, no. I got to get one more gift.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, my life is in shambles. So I'm just gonna keep it all the way.
He's like, let me keep it 100.
100. Yeah.
He's like, let me keep it like 57. I can't even keep it 100.
Jesus,
right now.
He dropped a fucking bomb.
So 57,
real, man.
Connecticut.
And it's a disaster.
I'm just saying, man. So all right,
so I've been waking up with a cold sweat every day.
The day before Thanksgiving, water heater went out, so that was a cool 1500. And then now I got a hole in my bumper the size of fucking Texas. So that's
what the shit.
Another story. Yeah, wow.
Fucking Michigan, probably whatever. A deer. Okay, or an Ohio State fan,
or should have been a snow bank, but since to the thank you to the negative degree temperatures was an ice bank. Tore a hole in my shit.
You're not having a good couple years.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about 2016. That motherfucker,
not
that
a good run.
Fucking cunt of a year. That shit can be done.
Shit.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
I ain't going to go there yet, but it's
next episode.
Fuck that year.
All right.
But
next
episode. All right.
So, but yeah. So, no.
In the meantime.
Long story short, I'm not doing my shopping, but today was payday. So, tomorrow I get to finish. Yeah. Cue the applause.
I like that.
Hell yeah.
And then the day after is what? Regrets, degradation.
Hey, hope you like your regrets gift. And like I'm praying broke. To Jesus that I'll make it to the next payday, man.
I hate that shit. But they're like every like, and here's the thing with being a parent is, fuck, man, you do this thing where it's like, you have all this shit sitting in the basement, and then they act like assholes, and you motherfucker, I can't believe I'm gonna give them all this shit, you little son of a bitch.
Hell yeah.
Like I don't want to give you this shit, you little bastard.
No doubt, man. For real, because
you get angry at them. Because I mean, the teenagers are assholes.
And the thing is, man, depending on what you get, man, the thrill for them lasts. But how long would you give it, Mac?
A day.
That's what I was gonna say, man. If you get 24 hours out of it,
it's like when you get the kid the nice toy, something. Takes it out the box, bruh. And it sits in the box.
Yeah, man.
No, they forget about how much they wanted it. Like, instantly.
It's the build up, it's everything, and then it's like busting a nut and being like,
yeah,
that build up, and it's like, oh, I'm about to get some strange, and you get it, and it's like. That was cool.
That's why I was saying. I still say the witnesses had it down. The witnesses are like, fuck your Christmas. He's going to buy them toys throughout the year.
Yeah.
Fuck your Christmas. Ain't going to do the build up. And then that's you don't deal with that.
Oh. Well, go ahead and convert, motherfucker. Yeah. But no, man. So
I like my liquor.
I feel lucky in a way because my wife and I already exchanged gifts. We know what we got each other. It's all set. It's finished.
That's cool.
Got some fucking nice boots. And then for me, my gift was expensive. So she turned it right around and ordered like fucking 10 to 15 jackets online. Had them all sent to the house.
A jacket
tried
a day.
Them on and fucking kept some of them. Some of them returned, whatever.
What the hell?
Yeah, but like now we're settled.
So that's cool to hear though. So that's different though.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Did you just charge it.
Did you model the jackets back for her?
Why do you always make everything weird in my household? You should come by one day. It's not as weird as you think.
Was it like one of those montages from one of those 80s shows, like National Lampoon's, where you come out and you're in a different outfit?
I wish.
No.
I wish we had the music and shit. That would have been dope. Nah, just tried on some jackets, took them back to the store. But what I'm getting at
is. What kind of jackets were they, though?
Damn,
like zippers?
Winter coats.
Oh, okay.
You want to know the fabric?
Yeah, right?
I love drill. It's so much fun.
Fabric of our lives, man. What do you mean? Just different jackets. Various jackets. Various, leather, various, wool.
Various textiles.
Some with a fur hood on them, some without. Some with just, you know, like a removable hoodie with a zipper.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Different colors, shades.
No. Which one was your favorite?
For different events. Some of them are casual. Some of them are more formal. Here's the fucking point, man.
I don't know anybody who gets 15 fucking jackets.
I've never got 15 jackets. She's never bought 15 jackets. She just thought it made sense. It's a Black Friday sale. She said, oh, shit.
I ain't never got one jacket, motherfucker.
She said, it's cold out here. It's cold in the D. No, she saw all these fucking things on sale, and she's like, I have an idea. I'm going to order them all. Whichever ones you like, we'll just keep them. I'm like, all right, bet. So we did that.
You're like, is the mortgage going to get paid?
No, I ended up with a few jackets. But look, that's not the point. The point is we're done with our gifts, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And I'm going to say that in quotations. We're done with our gifts. You know damn well I still got to get her something. It's a trick.
You got some up the sleeve.
It's a trap.
Yeah, she's testing you.
I have to get some.
You have to.
It sucks.
I know we're good. You know she's good and damn well. She ain't going to let you see the only shit you... No, man.
My wife does that shit every single year. She's like, no, the kids are most important.
You forgot this.
The kids are most... Okay.
Yo, but have you ever fallen into that trap, though, bro? And then not...
Hell no. I'm too much of a pussy to fall into that trap.
What you doing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, I'm cautious little girl when it comes to that. I'm like, I'm not taking that chance.
That's good.
It'll always be...
Make your wife an Easter basket next year.
Faberge eggs.
Hey, that shit goes a long way, bro. Keep the spice alive, bro. Put the Mac down, pimp.
He's stupid. He said, keep the spice alive.
Teach you all kinds of pimp
shit. It's the spice of life. Oh, man. So, shit.
So, that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back.
We are back on our bullshit, and I know y'all love it, man. I'm sure y'all, hopefully y'all missed us, man. I missed y'all, motherfuckers.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Man.
Good shit.
We're here now.
Should we listen to some music?
We should do that, man. Mm, okay. We can get to the music. We can come back and we're going to talk 2015. We're going to wrap up the motherfucking year. Talk about what was dope.
I like that.
Albums of freshman class, maybe.
Well, yeah. We doing that this episode?
It's 2016 thing. That's up for debate, though. Okay. If not, we can... Do whatever. But, man, let's get some tunes. Are we doing the obligatory pre-show shot, or are we just doing a sip? I guess we all got shit in our cups.
We got a lot of shit.
So, fuck the pre-show shot, but it is what it is.
We're going to pull a random one. We're going to pull goalie.
All right.
What the fuck? What? You a snitch? Fuck with me. Yeah. Read the lick. What? Gorgeous body with a pretty ass face. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'll be hitting anyway. Get the bag, get to work. Squirt the gant, no next problem. Which rap nigga really wanna start a problem? Pissed off a nigga wanna solve him. Fuck off, nigga. I'm ballin'. Bitch ass niggas, I don't like when you be ballin'. Cause I'm a real nigga and we never been a college. Real niggas stay up in the gutter where we came from. Teaching all the little motherfuckers how we came up. Stayed up, got a little rich, I got a bitch and then we lay love. These whack niggas, real niggas wanna rise now. New bitch saw me, then she spat. Told her, calm down, that's your nigga. Well, you my bitch. Like them birds.
time though, man.
Oh shit.
It's time for a motherfucking drink.
Christmas stash box, bitch.
What's in the stash box?
drink alcohol.
We got the Peppermint Twist Smirnoff.
Peppermint Twist.
Now, here's the thing.
There's trying to decide how I feel about that.
I mean,
Peppermint Twist.
I think I might have had this a while back. They only put it out once a year.
Really?
Yeah. And I was talking to the guy.
Oh, what are you mixing with?
I was talking to the guy up at the liquor store, and he said,
are you trying to sugar me up, you motherfucker?
He said,
you.
Try to do 7-Up. That's called a something frost. Actually, my wife looked that one up. It's called a something frost. But he said it might be amazing with cream soda, peppermint, and cream soda.
That sounds like a good mix.
That's what I think,
I could
too.
Dig that. You could put that 7-Up and tuck that motherfucker away.
You know, like 7-Up?
Almost lime and fucking lime and peppermint.
I know. It sounds terrible, right?
Yeah, that ain't cool.
What do we do?
So we gotta, you know, do the thing. Pour the liquor first, and then, pour the pop.
I feel like some Bailey's and peppermint or like Irish cream and that shit would be crazy.
We're from the Midwest, so we call it pop. And we're using Faygo today.
Hell, let's go. Yeah.
Gotta use Faygo.
Let me kill this.
Yeah.
Faygo is a Michigan thing. If you don't know what Faygo is.
Hey, bro, you got a free spot on your couch?
Dude, you started at 5 o'clock today and it's now 10.
I do this. Yeah.
God damn.
Damn, that's a healthy two-finger pour there, Martin.
Or three.
Just in time for the holidays.
Here we go.
Comes a ridiculously delicious vodka with peppermint and other natural flavors from Smirnoff.
We're all going to die.
Wrapped in the season's best stripes. Smirnoff Peppermint Twist delivers mouth-watering sweetness. You, balanced with a soothing hint of cool peppermint. Perfect as a chilled shot. I was going to say child shot. Perfect for the children. Or creatively mixed in your favorite holiday cocktail. And of course, a candy cane garnish is a must.
Oh, shit.
What are candy canes?
I didn't get that. I'm sorry, man.
Candy cane, but you could call me Hurricane. Candy cane.
All right. Strong enough to start.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Ten and bomb.
This shit
happy holidays, my friend.
You make the Yuletide gay.
I ain't take my drink yet. That's why, yo, that's fucked up.
He was like, make the Yuletide gay.
I'm surprised that ain't come out your nose, man.
You make the Yuletide gay. Thumbs up, man. Thumbs up.
Oh, for that's me. Pretty fucking good. Wow, that's really good.
I just topped mine off.
Yeah, I kind of dig it.
I just topped it off.
Lie to you.
I like that.
What's it taste like, man? I'm having problems trying to
creamy mints. Pause. This shit is cool.
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah, bro. It tastes like I'm got like a giant lifesaver. Like
there's a
cool mint.
Oh, you ever had those Hershey Kisses, the white ones?
Those two.
The peppermint shit. That's what it tastes like.
It tastes like when you go to a nice Italian restaurant and you walk out and you grab a mint
and they give you the mint on the way out the door.
And you're like, I had a great
meal.
Yeah. Happy.
The mints that don't do shit for your
they
bread.
They gave me like 3/4 to-go bags because Italians are crazy.
Hell yeah.
Delicious.
You ever
delicioso.
Anyway. Terrible. Oh my God. Anyway, the Smirnoff peppermint's a good to go.
Yeah, I think that's a winner. Anytime you get off on a tangent like that, on drinking some shit,
it's good. And it's cheap. It's cheap.
It's better than it should be.
It was $13 for the bottle, man.
I'm getting that root beer buzz that we had back in the day.
Oh, shit.
Goofy, man.
That was a game changer.
Hey, I'll tell you what else is cheap.
What's that?
This double XL freshman class.
Oh, cheap. Shouts to Mac for the segue, because I was about to be like, I'll tell you what ain't good. So, yeah, you beat me to it. I dig it.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's go through the names.
Just run down the names, man.
Run down the
names. We're going to show our age, and anyone is going to be like, fuck you.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck you. That list is terrible, bro.
It is terrible. Here's the thing, though. Okay, this is the thing that bothers me. Double XL, if you go rewind and look at what Double XL was supposed to
their history.
They're a hip hop magazine.
But yo, we've been bagging on their list for like
so was Complex
half a decade.
Though.
Huh?
So was Complex.
Complex was.
And they're the worst.
I think Katy Perry's in the hip hop top 10 for them.
For Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Dark Horse. That shit was fire. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying,
fire.
Bro? It's
firework.
So terrible.
Fire, the left shark took it all. Okay, so freshman class. You remember the left shark?
I do.
Okay. That was like 2 years ago. Fucking
run the names.
Okay. 2016 freshman class is Kodak Black.
Boom.
Denzel Curry.
All right.
Denzel Curry ain't bad.
All right.
Anderson .Paak.
He's great. He's not a rapper.
He's not a rapper.
But I mean,
not an MC.
Designer. He's not a rapper.
I like Designer.
I like one song.
Sorry, guys.
Little Dicky.
You like Panda?
I do.
I do like Panda. That shit makes me want to fight people.
We like Panda.
I can't. I can't.
But that don't mean you.
I don't like the little Timmy or whatever.
That don't mean you're freshman worthy. Yeah. Because you drop one banger though.
No, I think they pick people for how much they've sold and how much notoriety.
The success.
We can pick it apart. Yeah. But
all right.
Who else?
Little Dicky, who can actually rap.
He's all right.
Yeah.
None of us hate him. He's funny. We know what he is.
I wouldn't complain about him, and that says a lot.
As far as Weird Al rapper.
Years past,
that's what he is. He's Weird Al.
Yeah.
In the years past, I would have bitched about Little Dicky, but that shows you how far the shit to me. Yeah. But
the bar is low.
It is. The bar is low.
Yeah, he has no fucking soul. I mean, meaning as far as his music. G Herbo, I don't know who the hell G Herbo is.
We got to look up G Herbo.
Yeah.
Q Conor McGregor. Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
what else we got?
Lil Uzi Vert.
No. No.
Dave East. Dave East can rap.
Dave East is dope. Dave East is dope.
21 Savage.
No.
Psycho. And of course,
Yachty.
Cherry on top is Lil Yachty.
Wow.
So
the self-proclaimed non-rapper.
Yeah.
I'm not a rapper. I'm a fucking rock star.
So he's not a rapper.
Take those old school beats off of here. If you play an old school beat, get the fuck out of here.
Which still brings me back to, is he just on this freshman list because he's black then? Because he's not making hip-hop music.
No, it's because he's popular, man.
Yeah, people, it's like pop music. This is not, man. What is Double XL
he's so
doing?
He's so bad that he's making me like Ray Shremmerd. Like, I don't even hate them right now because of him.
I ain't going front, man. Yeah, man. Like when forced with these choices, like I was listening. I was in the car the other day, and both phones was on E, so I was on the radio.
Yeah,
and you had
Black Beatles
versus Lemonade or whatever the fuck that song is. I think isn't it Lemonade?
Broccoli.
Tough decision,
Broccoli.
Man.
Excuse me.
Why you put it on Lemonade? Sports radio,
Broccoli.
Didn't you?
I like the hook on Broccoli. I can't hate the hook on Broccoli.
What?
I like Dram.
Mm-mm.
That shit is garbage, man.
Drum,
whatever. So, from
Broccoli
Michigan. It's Dram.
Garbage. So I went with Black Beatles. Easy. Like Black Beatles.
That's an easy choice.
Okay.
It's melodic.
I like the beat.
It's the 2016 version of Hey Ya.
Yeah, I fuck with it. I was like, all right.
My
Black Beatles it is.
Beatles, yeah.
Sounds like Hey Ya, by the way. The melody. It's the same thing.
Yeah. So
weird,
but it's bad, man. Mac looking at us like we speak.
I don't even know the
song.
We
speak in French over here, but
you know what? Just turn on a fucking mannequin.
I was gonna say,
video.
Yeah, man, yeah, that shit is.
Anyway,
mannequin challenge.
Yo, go to Black Beatles on YouTube.
But
we can do that right without fucking up the program. Because of the ads.
No, I gotta go to Black Beatles.
It's called Black Beatles.
You know this, huh?
You as soon as it comes in, you gonna be like.
Oh, Gucci's on it. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Hey Ya. So I don't get it.
That's how bad music is. That's good.
Okay, how's that hip hop? How do they get categorized? Okay,
well,
that's the whole
thing. Yeah, but yeah, but if you go to Rez, he raps him in. And then Gucci takes it home.
Does it?
I believe he's the anchor.
I'm not going to his house.
I think he's pulling the anchor
which
on
home?
That shit, man.
Which home?
So, all right.
Like a group home.
So
I'm out.
Kodak Black. Have you listened to Kodak Black at all?
Yeah.
Kodak Black sucks, dude.
Garbage.
Trash.
He's noisy as shit. I don't understand. But he raps. He does rap.
Yeah.
Is that how bad though the freshman list has gotten it?
By definition,
they're taking applications for rappers. So if you rap, you just—it's almost like going out for football. It's like, well,
no, man, you can. I swear,
you just make
you
it by default.
Go on Twitter and find a random rapper that's better than half these dudes.
That's what. Well, what are we doing though, man?
It's
a new low.
What is XXL in the business of doing? They need to sell issues, and what they're going to do is follow what's popular and what Hot 97
that's
is
sad.
Playing.
Is it really
Kodak
popular,
Black.
Though? And I feel like it is
like
because it's what's being
point.
Force-fed, but it's like,
I feel like an old man.
Outside of teenagers?
I feel like an old man.
I do. And then some this shit,
Dave East could probably survive in pretty much every era.
I don't get it, though. I mean, we could sit here and say we're old, but like, let's go back. Let's go back and say when people were like, when the people who were fans of Run DMC and Kool G Rap were saying, I don't know about all this Tupac shit and all this fucking Dr. Dre shit.
Crazy.
But they were actually rapping. Like, they were rhyming words and telling a story.
You got a couple on here, but here's the difference to me, man. And this is the deciding point for me every year of, did the list get better from year over year or did it get worse? Who out of that list, is it a dozen? Is it 12?
I believe it's 12. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Yep. 10.
Whose album are you just anticipate? Like, you're just like, I know the release date. I'm so ready. Like
Anderson Paak. Anderson Paak. Well, that's the not, only one I'm looking out for.
And he don't even. He's not even an MC.
I look out for Dave East, but that's what makes me feel old and crusty.
I'm gonna say I will look out for Dave East, but it's like. Like, I don't know. I don't follow Dave East.
Is Dave East better than, like, Consequence?
No.
Is Dave East better than, like, that's the thing. Is he better than, like, Ali Vegas or somebody?
That one you can maybe make an argument
but
for.
But that's what I'm
possibly,
saying. He's like,
but
a new
it's
Ali
like,
Vegas.
But yeah, but he's and Ali Vegas was at the tail end of that. You know what I'm saying? He was at the ass end of the freshman list.
That's what kind
of
scares me.
It's fucking, it's tragic, bro. It's bad. It's real bad.
It is tragic.
So that's why it makes that us doing like the
makes you like Papoose all of a sudden.
Us bringing back Hip Hop Fight Club and doing this shit with this. This makes it this much more important because you can you could do Hip Hop Fight Club for 2016 freshman class versus 2008. What was it? 2008 was like one of the best. 2006.
I feel like you could do it against 2015 and get fucking just housed.
Yeah, man. It's year over end is worse, man. And here's the one thing I'm gonna say, man. And I know we're gonna get into this in a little while, but. I didn't love a single album in 2016. I swear to God, I did not love. There is not one hip hop album that I loved in the whole fucking year.
Wow.
That's a big statement. I'm just going to reiterate. I did not love. Album that gave me a 4. I wouldn't give any album a 4.
Four
on my
out of 5.
Scale. Yes. On my scale of a 4 out of 5, there's not a single album that I heard. Don't tell me what your homeboy's album or like the best. Right. There may be some underground dude that I missed,
right.
But I was underground my damn self this year on what I heard. But what I did hear.
Like Royce, you wouldn't have touched Royce.
No, that's my album.
Three and a half.
That's my album of the year. But it's a 3.5 at best.
Ouch.
Life of Pablo. Solid album by.
You like that album?
There's some bright spots on there, but it's not. There's some heat on there, but there's a lot of doo-doo.
This is the state of where we are, man.
Yeah,
you can't even look and be excited about one of the
it's
freshmen.
That bad,
that's
bad, dog.
That's scary.
I feel like I've never been more out of touch, and I don't think it's me.
You're not
hip hop is like uninspired. Yep. I feel like people are.
It's not on the radio.
We have fallen.
Yes.
So far,
off of the mark.
It's not even funny.
It's bad.
Look, I'm just going to name a couple names from each year because this is going to take forever if I name everybody.
Okay.
Saigon.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joel Ortiz.
Fuck yeah.
Lupe.
Yes.
Papoose.
Yeah.
That was all 1 year.
Are you serious?
Wow.
That was 1 year?
Yeah.
And I bet you when we looked at it, we were like, okay.
Yeah. Wale.
Shit.
Okay.
Asher Roth.
Yeah.
Charles Hamilton. Yeah, well. Kid Cudi and Currency. Nope. Next year.
I'd take all of them.
Week class.
J. Cole, Nipsey Hussle, Big Sean, Wiz
Strong
Khalifa.
About that year. I remember that's the year where we were like, there's J-Rock, hope.
J-Rock.
Yep.
Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah. That year we were like. Yo,
what year was that? 9?
10.
2010.
2011 was Meek Mill, Big Crit.
Here we go.
Sahaja Prince.
Crit. I like Sahaja. Okay.
Yellow Wolf.
He didn't.
Mac Miller. YG.
Yeah, these are good ones.
Lil B, Kendrick Lamar.
Damn.
How did Lil B get on that?
That sounds like a fucking. That sounds like an all-star team compared to this bullshit.
2012, Future, Kid Ink,
here
Danny
we go.
Brown, French Montana.
Here we go.
Macklemore.
I remember Hobson, ripping this one to
Machine
shreds.
Machine Gun Kelly,
yep.
Iggy Azalea.
Ooh.
All garbage.
2013, Schoolboy Q.
Hold on. Dare I say that this year's class may be better?
Worse. Worse than 2012.
You think so?
This year?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Go through 2012 again.
Run that back?
Future. Kid Ink, Danny Brown, French Montana, Macklemore, Machine Gun Kelly, Hobson, Iggy Azalea, Roscoe Dash, and Don Tripp.
Dude, you got you
they
got
had
Kid
three hitters.
Kid Ink and Danny Brown would be the only two that I would even
Danny Brown, Kid Ink, and
I like Frenchie, dude. I like French Montana. He makes me fucking laugh. He makes me laugh. All right, 2013, Schoolboy Q, Joey Badass, Ab Soul, good, Logic, good, Action Bronson. Good.
Fuck.
Travis Scott, Dizzy Wright.
2013, Dizzy's wasn't
2014
that
was Chance the Rapper, Rich Homie Quan, Ty Dolla $ign, Kevin Gates, Troy Ave, Vic Mensa, John Connor, Jaron Benton, August Alsina.
Fuck. I mean, they had five
Gates
that year.
Gates is cool. Yeah,
some decent rappers, though. That's the whole point.
He's a singer, too.
You could coast through, and you've got better rappers already.
Year, yeah.
The thing is, too, though, I will say that these cats haven't proven them. They haven't had time to do this yet. We're looking back.
That's true.
With the retrospective.
That's true.
So
there might be hope, maybe.
I mean, John Connor could be the whole class this year.
I feel like hope is on the low end.
Fetty Wap, Dej Loaf, Rory, Kid,
yep.
OG Mako,
here we go.
Shy Glizzy, K Camp, Viz Staples,
okay,
Tink,
fuck,
and Goldlink.
Okay,
that is a dud of a class.
So
the last three are good.
What year was that? What year was that?
Last year,
I think you could go Viz Staples with Davies.
I wonder if 2013.
I like Vince Staples. I like Goldlink.
I don't even know enough about Goldlink.
So. Goldlink's dope. Yeah. Tink is actually dope. The girl, it's like one of what's his name? Timbaland's proteges. She can spit.
Now, why didn't Young M.A. make this year's class?
Might be for next year.
Why wait? I mean,
I think that's why you got to release something. Maybe.
I don't know.
Because she didn't release an album, did she?
No, the one full album was in 2015, but I feel like the single.
That's
this
what's going to happen. They're going to try and
throw I have it a in. Theory something happened.
Because Logic was around already before he made the list.
That's true. Yeah.
And then he did a big release and they put him
on. I have a theory something late. Happened in 2013.
Kendrick also.
Yeah.
Something switched in 2013.
Oh, they is
went
that what
from
it is?
Something, they went from having a moderately okay, at least, to shit. And now, I'm going to look.
Who do you blame? Twitter, Vine.
They
viral.
They started. They said they in October 2014. They said they were only going to publish quarterly. I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with. Where they're like, it's got cheap.
It's like,
they need to sell. They need to
like,
sell magazines.
You can't fault. Not the label's involvement no more.
This is supposed to be the Pulse. This is like the rookie class, right? That's what we kind of turned it. We've turned it into this now.
Yeah.
We got to come up with our own fucking freshman list.
Yeah. No, but see, that's the problem is that everything's indie. Like, if we look at indie shit, you could, goddamn.
God forbid being a writer
working
at XXL.
Be what?
That's the
writer.
That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
I would fucking
You'd kill
terminate
yourself,
myself.
Man.
Yo,
I don't know. Unless there are people like Cousin Harry.
you be playing rap roulette,
but they just love
that lie to themselves.
Yeah, they just like it.
Oh. No, they don't like it.
Ooh,
they lie to themselves.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
He admitted, like being you submit to the brainwashing.
Yeah,
to this, there's a difference between
you know what?
Believing what you're doing and.
That's how hit songs get in your head, right?
No.
Yeah, man.
You're making a good point because talking to Nathan's son. He loves Tribe, he loves De La Soul, he loves Common, he likes that type of music, that type of hip-hop music, but he totally buys into Chance, he totally buys into J. Cole, and he's like, dude, this is life-changing, he gets totally emotional about it, and it's like, fuck, why? Like, you like this stuff that like has substance, and then like you see the difference, and he's like, yeah, but... So I don't know. I think it's
given the other choices that are out nowadays, even Chance and J. Cole look like champions.
They do.
I'm like, damn, all right, good job. I'm happy that you gravitate towards that versus
at least some sort of artistry.
Some type of substance.
That's what I was saying. Man. Based on the landscape, it's like they look amazing. They're champs.
I think
champs.
The bar's just so fucking low, man.
The bar is low. You said
formula,
it best.
Bro.
The bar is low.
It's the formula. It goes back to fucking, I think Dave Grohl said it one day. He was saying intro, chorus, verse, pre-chorus, chorus. It's so formulaic. Black Beatles is exactly that.
It is.
Intro, boom, hook right away, goes in a verse, eventually. Yeah. But you don't care. All you remember is that fucking hook.
It's got no feeling, man.
We got a. This is my buddy Daryl. Shouts to Daryl because he keeps ragging him. He's like, you guys need to sit down one night, get a couple six packs,
and listen to J. Cole.
No, he said. He said. He's a millennial. He's a millennial. He's like, I can tell you truly believe in this shit. He was like, you guys need to put together a hip hop manifesto. He's like, you need to say what this is supposed to be.
Now, who's going to listen to us?
Nobody. His thing is just like, that's your mission statement.
Right.
And he's like, whenever anybody questions anything you say, you fucking direct them to that fucking manifesto and say, look, motherfucker, this is where we stand.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
This is where we stand. And this Long-term. Is why. I mean, you're basically saying this is what we believe in.
Well, it's like the hip hop wall.
Yeah. Bring it back. Yeah. Wow. Bring it back.
I feel you, man.
The communist fucking hip hop party. All these things. It all relates to that.
Man. Y'all better get some music.
Let's get some music,
Remember,
man.
Back in the day, though, all you had to say is, hey, that's just whack. And that was it.
Let's try something chilled out. How about this dude, Cadillac Freeze?
Okay.
Is this cool?
Sounds nice and cool with my peppermint.
He's cool, man. He's cool. He's good. Cadillac Freeze. Ladies love Cool James.
Ladies love Cool James. Man, these ladies love Cool James. Ever since the third grade, high waters with the fade. Man, these ladies love Cool James. Yeah, these ladies love Cool James. Yeah, these ladies love Cool James. Ever since the third grade, high waters with the fake. Yeah, these ladies love Cool James. But to you, that's Mr. Carter. Ho, don't be sorry, be careful. I got potential dividends riding in this Camaro. Out of bounds, out of town, out of luck, if you even dare, homes. Cupid shot me with an arrow when I looked at the narrows. Sticky greens. When I was 9, I told my teacher, kiss my young black ass. I could do anything. Fuck you mean I gotta follow rules. I got a message for the masses. It's massive the things a voice can do. Just a voice of feels. Opinions on my mind. I'm always on the grind. It's easy to get comfortable. I've watched them fall behind. I keep my chakras all intact, balanced in the line. Nigga. Porno. Porno. Porno.
Like way back in Boogie. Just relax, get naughty. We like what girls like, and girls like to party. We just pumping this good shit. We ain't hurting nobody. Oh no no, we ain't hurting nobody.
These ladies love Cool James. Man, these ladies love Cool James. Ever since the third grade, high waters with the fade. Man, these ladies love Cool James. Yeah, these ladies love Cool James. Yeah, these ladies love Cool James. Ever since the third grade, high waters with the fake. Yeah, these ladies love Cool James. But to you, that's Mr. Carter.
Shouts to Horoscopes.
Oh, smooth,
by the way.
Yeah.
Shouts to Horoscopes.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad we cut that song off, man. Fuck that song. Okay.
Yeah. What are y'all motherfuckers, by the way? I'm just curious.
Huh?
What's your, you know what you are?
Gemini?
Gemini?
I'm a Cancer.
Cancer. All right. Cool.
What does that mean?
No,
you move
just,
on with your life after asking us that question.
Yeah.
Explain. What are
no,
you?
No, no. I don't. Yo,
what are you, man?
I'm on the
what
fence.
What are you, man?
Pisces/Aries.
Oh, that makes sense.
Why slash? Right. Why slash?
I'm like sense. I'm 2 days of the cutoff line, and I swear to God, I got more traits of a Pisces than I do of an Aries. But
makes
where I'm Aries, I'm very Aries. But yeah,
you believe in that shit?
Yeah,
it's
I kind of do. It's super pagan, man. But shit, after being married to a Scorpio,
if you want to be
yeah,
smooth,
that shit is crazy.
If you want to be smooth, you step to a girl and you guess her sign, and no matter what happens, it's either amazing because you guessed it right on the dot, and she's like, "Oh my god," or it's funny because you keep fucking guessing and you're wrong every time. Just some advice,
cause making them, make them laugh.
Let me
Capricorn,
guess.
No.
Based on your ass, Aquarius. You look like a Gemini.
No, you just throw out the name, literally the title. And the more you're wrong, the funnier it gets.
Yes. No, no doubt.
But if you're right, bam. It's like, holy shit, how did you know? And then you just make up some weird shit.
That's true. But yeah,
the way you set your drink down just now, that's such a Gemini thing to do. Boom.
Dig it.
Game changer.
What album do we want to review this episode?
I will let y'all call it because I'm prepared for either or.
Which one came out first? And that's the one that we should review.
That would be Smoke Dizza. Let's check out Smoke Dizza and Pete Rock. You know what was funny? I think it was called Smoke Rock was the first name of the album. And now it's called Don't Smoke Rock. I think they were about to release it as Smoke Rock. Because I was looking at the old like lists of song of albums that we missed in 2016.
I swear, shout out to Hip Hop Hype, man. Brian sent me the link a while ago. That's why I heard the first four tracks that I listened to.
Oh, no shout shit.
That's my Ooh. Mans, bro.
Yeah, shout man. Do you know the story with that guy, Hip Hop Hype?
No. Shouts to Mac, though. He sent me the video, and I said, all right, I'm going to listen.
This shit's dope, dude. Yeah. No, Hip Hop Hype is dope,
man. Brian goes way back.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah? And he used to call us all the time. He'd be like, yeah, man, I'm just getting back. It's Black Friday. I sold donuts.
That's hustle.
Oh, I remember. That's hustle, man, here, bro.
Yeah. Brian was
there one
always,
time when he called us.
He sent us like a jacket full of like DVDs and
movies.
CDs. Yeah, bro. That's the home.
Crush
man.
Groove and all that shit.
Did you get porn from?
Yeah. No, that was Chucky Bob.
Yeah, that was Chucky Bob.
Okay.
We shout out to Chucky Bob, too.
You want me to print that? It's still back there.
Wow. All right, man. Yeah, I'll take that off your hands.
Got a box?
Hell yeah.
It's a hard drive.
Hell yeah.
box of magazines.
Got a box of old VHS.
I keep it under my bed.
Got a box of old VHS. But make sure you use gloves when you put those in.
So it's called Don't Smoke. See, the link I got was called...
It's called Don't Smoke Rock.
It was called Smoke Rock, but yeah. All right.
Oh, the one you got was Smoke Rock, too.
I'm on Smoke
Rock. I fucked up. I listened to Black Rock.
I hope not. Yeah, Jim Jones.
I think
all
it's
that
dope.
Shit.
It's called Smoke Rock, but I bet you they changed it to Don't Smoke Rock because kids will try smoking rock.
Kids off drugs.
Yeah,
like that works.
See some fucking so random crazy, child with a light bulb next to him trying to do what it do.
Oh man,
let's see. Hold on, let me tell you.
Pete Rock told me it was okay.
Oh, you're right. No, it's Don't Smoke Rock. It's the one I got to.
So Pete I'm Rock and Smoke Dizza told me it was okay.
All right, man, let's get it. It's Smoke Dizza and Pete Rock. Don't Smoke Rock. Go
live from the basement.
Funny. So let's jump into the review of the album then. So you're saying,
man,
it's about half.
I got giddy. And I got done spouting off in the mouth how I didn't love any album of 2016.
Yeah.
And through the first half, I was like, holy shit, maybe I done found my hidden gem and it was going to make my year. No.
Man.
It was not. They fell short. They fumbled down the fucking stretch.
They pulled the line.
They got to the fucking 5-yard line and they pulled a Zach Zinner and they fumbled it into the end zone, man. And
right.
Yeah.
There's games so to
half
be played.
Time
I'm not
came.
Gonna say that.
Halftime there is, came, man. And they start. They play.
That's
okay,
true.
They were 2010 Alliance. Is that
no,
fair?
No,
fine.
It's this year,
it 2016 Michigan Wolverines. We were beating Ohio State ass, and that shit happened. So, once again, I'm left disappointed, and I can say with confidence I did not love.
Which one of you guys were saying when we were listening to the album? We listened to the whole fucking album.
Ali Vegas.
You said Ali Vegas. Somebody said if Nas should have been on this album.
That's what Major said.
Which dude, this is a man. Nas. Should have been a Nas. You were saying like
the
Nas.
The production was on point overall. Yeah. There's a couple beats I didn't like.
Yeah.
But man,
only because we were anticipating a change or something like that. But other than that, the structure, the beats, the ideas
the
behind
beats
it were
was
good.
Dope. Yeah. I felt like he got drowned on a lot of them beats.
Yeah.
True.
In my opinion. I felt like the beats was just overpowering.
True.
Not that they were bad. It was just like, man, they're dominant and you can't cut through the thickness. Sometimes it takes a certain voice. You know, sometimes you got to change your approach. For whatever reason, it just didn't happen on some songs.
Stay in the pocket, get out the pocket.
That aside, the overall album, it's an up. It's just a 3.5.
Here's what gets me with this. There's a couple of things. And you actually one of you guys pointed this out. The features, not only the features, but the fact that it's Pete Rock, and of all people, is Smoke Dizza. Like, how random is it that it's Smoke Dizza?
Smoke Dizza with Rick Ross. Yeah, Smoke Dizza with Cam Ross.
Like, since when is Smoke Dizza on a fucking have an album produced by Pete Rock with Royce, Rick Ross, Dave East, Cameron, Jadakiss, Styles, Big Crit, Wale.
Yeah.
I feel like
Pete Rock called in some debts, was like, hey.
Either that or Pete Rock was like you were saying, hey man, fucking, I tried to get Nas on this fucking album here.
Yeah.
Caught him on a drunk night.
It's possible.
In a weak moment.
Right.
And handed it over. Because, I mean, honestly, like, Smoke Diz is dope, but he's not dope enough for this
project
for me.
I agree.
But I will go back and listen to a lot of this. Honestly.
I will. Oh, there's bangers. Same. For sure.
Like, there's, Hold the Drums. Like,
there's
fire.
Four to five.
Hold the Drums.
They're going to be on the playlist.
Milestone was fucking unbelievable.
Milestone was great. Oh, Milestone's the best song in the album. You're right. Milestone and Hold the Drums are my two favorites.
So, you're overall, are you up?
I'm up.
Limitless.
Yeah, I give this thing a pass. I give it 3 out of 5.
What's Rick Ross called?
Huh?
What's one with Rick?
The one with Rick Ross called Black Superhero Car.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it car?
Is. Fucking great song.
Why car? Why not just Black Superhero? Why
got
a
car?
It's a Maybach. It's a Maybach.
What you mean? We were just talking about that. I love that their logo.
It's a Maybach, dog.
I love that their logo, they don't even say Maybach music anymore. They just go,
Maybach. I know, I noticed. I noticed that.
That's it.
He don't have to no more, man.
So you say 3.5 also?
I say 3. I give it a 3.
Oh, you gave it a 3. Yeah. I'm going to give it 3.75. Because
I got 3 or 4. I mean,
3.75 stars for me.
I give the album a thumbs up. I do give the album a thumbs up, but there's only like 3 or 4 songs that I will actually listen to repeatedly on this album.
Same. I might be around 4 or 5. But yeah, same.
Yeah.
So
guess we had high hopes.
We was all in lockstep, though. I can't recall an album that long where we were all...
We're unanimous. Yeah. We ended up unanimous.
Yeah, ups and downs was unanimous.
Right.
So
crazy.
Right. They did the fucking thing, man.
They did the fucking thing. They did. And
better
it was
than I thought it'd be, too.
It's a good way to go for Blender to bump it, man. So I dig it. Shouts to Pete Rock and shouts to Dizzy.
I want to see what he does with Kanye. I'm curious.
That's going to be crazy.
I hope it really does not have sing song. I hope Kanye's like, you know what?
You think Kanye's going to listen to this motherfucker for an album? Because you got to let your producer produce.
I hope Kanye goes back.
I actually do. I think he's one of his heroes.
Respect your elders.
I hope he goes back and just says, listen, man, I want to get back to the roots of this shit. I want to go back to College Dropout. Fuck it.
Shit. Kanye going to be like, well, I'm producing the motherfucker. Bye.
that would be a game changer.
But yeah, that shit would be dope if they...
Until the auto-tune turns on, man.
Oh, Lord.
Just let him be crazy in the booth, man. Just...
Yo, this next song, shout out to my man Lalo Lloyd, fucking doing big things right now. Out on tour with Lupe Fiasco, doing his thing.
Oh, shit.
That's my man's in them. Lalo.
Lalo!
You in the motherfucking basement, dog. Let's go. Merry Christmas, dog.
This is that part.
Remix.
Say you ain't fucking with the gang, that's cool, nigga, pop off. We in the club with a bunch of bad bitches, no bras, tops off. She isn't that smart, but she pretty goddamn, she a pop star. Crying in the car, cause she know she about to get dropped off. Cold world that we live in, black, not your ordinary villain. Clap, get your hands to the ceiling, it's a robbery. What you looking for? All that shit that's out of reach. What you plotting for? I ain't really got a plan, I'm just winging it. Massacre the beat with the vocal, then I sing a bit. Got a lot of sauce, maybe I should go and sell a bit. I ain't never really give a fuck, like I'm celibate. Hola, bitch. Hey, girl, how you doing? If you ain't doing nothing, come roll with the crew. And you ain't gotta understand what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. Revel in the moment when you wanna go and ruin it. Petty shit, you're irrelevant, that's a definite. Why you hesitant? I'm a specialist, always eloquent. Got the melanin from the elements. Slacking on your hustle, that's a motherfucking deficit. She asked me if I love her, me no hablo. Baby, indo mama wanna call me mano. She really bad, but I don't want no trouble. She bad as fuck, but me no want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. Me no want no trouble. I don't want no trouble.
すごい強い絆で結ばれてるって思ってたけど結局そこら辺の男の人と同じなんだね。本当か Kariyeo.
Tears traveled down her face now. Heartbreak, love lost while her soul drowned. Betrayal on a whole another level. She at home while I'm fucking with the devil. Asked me if I love her, so I told her that she's special. And how I need her love so that we can be successful. She know that I'm a rebel and I know that she a vessel. I be conjuring that bass while she summoning that treble. Conjuring that bass while she summoning that treble.
Summoning that treble.
Conjuring that bass while she summoning that treble.
Summoning that treble. Summoning
that treble. Conjuring that bass while she summoning that treble. Betrayal on a whole nother level. She at home while I'm fucking with the devil.
Yo, 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 yo.
So he's, you say he's touring with Lupe?
That's Lalo Lloyd, though.
Damn, man. Lalo. Lalo.
Is it Lalo or Lalo?
Lalo.
Lalo.
And it stands for live and laugh out loud.
Yo, we didn't do a gift exchange. Santa, you know, we are entering our 12th year in this show, and we have never done a fucking gift exchange of any sort ever.
I brought ice and bottles.
Yeah, we brought some liquor. We've been sharing bottle? Liquor. Is you that what we bottle? Did? Our gift exchange
we brought
liquor?
Bottles, man.
We did. Everyone brought high five.
We brought bottles.
Everybody brought some shit.
Everybody high five. They brought motherfucking bottles.
We brought liquor.
We popping bottles, son.
Oh shit. So this would be our Christmas show.
Yeah, that'll be it, man. I'm looking forward to next year. I don't know about y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year.
New Year's.
Are you? He said, are you? Hey, man, don't paint me in that
box.
Are
we going to say Happy New Year's?
Happy New Year's.
Yeah, well, how's everybody? Hey, I've been guilty of it.
Everything's plural.
But yeah. I've seen it like...
Happy New Year's.
I've seen it on things like
it's acceptable if the apostrophe's there. If you're saying have like a New Year's celebration.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't even use it then.
But when people say Happy New Year's. Is that what people say Valentine's?
I've seen stuff that you could buy that says Happy New Year's on it. Some of you motherfuckers you're
bugging it
people.
Up.
Yeah. Ruining
break
everything.
The cycle. Fuck.
In the meantime, motherfucking eggnog, watch your chimney, motherfuckers coming.
Yeah.
He's coming, man. He's coming. It's like Snoop said on that one song, fucking the Santa Baby remix. He said, I'm waiting for the enemy to come down the chimney.
Why is he an enemy?
He said, that ain't reality. You don't know about that?
Oh,
cookies and milk, satin and silk. I'm waiting in the living room, wrapped in a quilt.
It.
Oh, we gotta close the show with that fucking song. We shouldn't. It's terrible.
Oh, my God. All right, man. That's you episode.
That was a sudden drop off.
Ho, ho, ho.
I guess that's it, right?
What do you say now? Jingle bell? What the fuck? What happens?
Can we do a barbershop quartet song right now?
Do it.
Barbershop quartet. What song we singing?
There's only three of us. First of all,
Jingle shit, bells.
We in trouble because
I'm not
ordinarily
bells.
I would take the low end. I can't.
Oh, that's right.
With this, then nothing I can do. So I'm gonna be a, what's the mid tone?
I don't know. Man, is the tenor the low one? Tenor's
I thought
low
baritone's
one.
A low.
Oh, baritone. What's the annoying tinny one? That's the one I'll be.
Soprano.
I'll be the soprano.
Tony Soprano. Jeremy Soprano. That sounds nice.
Doesn't it? No, dude, doesn't it?
A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow where you can build a snowman. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. All right,
see you
man.
Next year, motherfucker.
See y'all, man.
Episode 63.
Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Live from the basement.